Good morning. A warm front approached the region overnight, producing thick clouds and occasional rain showers, even a couple of heavier bursts of rain. That front will continue to track to the north and through the region toward the Canadian border today. As a result, skies will be mostly cloudy, and we'll still run the risk at a few scattered showers from time to time, perhaps even a couple of thunderstorms as a wave of low pressure tracks in our direction from the Great Lakes. We'll be in the warm sector of this system throughout the day today, so with a southerly breeze, temperatures should find themselves in the mid-60s by mid to late afternoon. A cool front will move through the region this evening with a few more scattered showers before we dry it out overnight tonight, though skies will remain mostly cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the middle 40s. Another wave of low pressure will approach the region on Tuesday. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and while it should be dry through the early morning period, as the system moves through, there's a good chance of a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm during Tuesday afternoon. Once again, temperatures will remain in the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. Behind this system, skies will clear out and cooler weather will move in on a northwest breeze for the day on Wednesday. Skies will be mostly sunny, but highs will be back down into the lower 50s. High pressure will build in and keep it nice and dry through Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the lower to mid-50s. Another disturbance will head in our direction with the chance of showers on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and highs back up towards 60 before we cool it down again to start the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong overnight thunderstorms from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Tennessee Valley will shift east today, and the Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk for severe weather across the southern mid-Atlantic region to parts of the southeast. Locally heavy rainfall is also possible, especially across the Gulf Coast and Tennessee Valley. Strong wind gusts and hail are the most likely forms of severe weather with localized flash flooding associated with this system. Meanwhile, snow is possible across northern New England, where snowfall totals of 6 to 10 inches are likely through tomorrow as a pair of low-pressure centers track through the region. And a plume of moisture will stream into the northwest through tomorrow. The moisture will help produce rain over parts of the Pacific Northwest into Northern California and the Intermountain region. Flood watches are in effect for coastal sections of Oregon and Northern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog and 25 degrees with a south wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 52 degrees, the dew point 46, 80% relative humidity, a south wind at 9, gusting to 18 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 at Thermal, California, to a low of 11 at Uinta, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s, Boston, mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 51, that's 7 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 2.1 inches for the month and 55.4 inches for the season, which is 3.4 inches of snow below normal. There were 14 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 165, that's 11 above normal, and 5,790 for the season, which is 237 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low 35, the record high 88 set in 1929, the record low 19 in 2018 and in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m., sunset this evening 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Wednesday near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Thursday. A chance of showers Friday back to near 60. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and cooler over the weekend in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.